that we could not do in the past. But there is one thing that no technology has come out with, is we can bank time, we can stop time. And that we have never ever come across. So hence, at this particular time, we should take cognizance of this fact. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, for example, he says, first of all, regarding the surah, he says that the surah is so short, but in its meaning it is so deep. We will not go into the surah itself. But together he says that amongst the things I learned with the Sufis, that when I went out with the mutasawwifin, with those ahlullah, the one thing I learned is about time. That time is like a sword, that if you do not cut time, time will cut you. So respected and dear friends, let us go into this. The great Abdullah ibn Mubarak has written a kitab, Kitab al-Riqab. In Kitab al-Riqaq, he speaks about the various ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which remind a person about the hereafter. And the very first hadith he brings is about time also. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab rahmatullah alayhi was so particular about time, it is stated that when he would go into the toilet to relieve himself, then of course at that time it is free time. But yet he would feel that he is wasting his time, although it is a necessity, he would wash the lota. He would wash the lota and fill the lota for the next person, so that he would not waste his time in the toilet also, he will be of some value to mankind. Those were the Ahlullah, those were the people of the past. So that also we need to bring into our life, that as far as our time is concerned, let us try and value our time and bring our time into proper use. And the greatest of all the uses is, bring it in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It comes in a hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that person who spends his time in the dhikr and ibadat of Allah. And the dhikr and ibadat of Allah means in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, that person will have no regret, no remorse. Then the other thing we will find as far as the hadith of Ashura is concerned, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had come to Madinah Tayyibah, the very, very famous hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had observed that the Yahud are also fasting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam inquired from them as to the reason why they are fasting, and they said that this was the day that Allah Rabbul Izzat had emancipated Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam responded that we have a greater right to Musa alayhi salam, and we will also fast on this day. Now together with this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has also stated that we will fast one day more than what the Yahud will fast. If I live the next year, then I will also fast 9th together with the 10th, or the 10th and the 11th. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explicitly does this. His explanation is that we should not follow the Yahud in the manner and in the way that they are making ibadat. Respected and dear friends, if we go through the Quran Kareem, you will be amazed to find the ayats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this issue. Like for example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about roza, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fasting of Ramadan, Allah ta'ala says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Allah Rabbul Izzat intended ease for you, Allah did not intend difficulty. And then why Allah Rabbul Izzat says this? So that you will complete the period of fasting, and so that you will praise Allah, you will celebrate the greatness of Allah, like how Allah had guided you. That if you want to say the great, if you want to praise Allah, and we as an ummah, if we want to show the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot do it in the way and in the manner that we desire to do it, but it has to be done in the way Allah Rabbul Izzat has shown us. Like that, as far as Hajj is concerned, وَذْكُرُوهُ كَمَا هَدَاكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that remember Allah like how Allah had guided you. You cannot remember Allah in the way you so desire. As far as Salat is concerned, also, وَذْكُرُوهُ كَمَا عَلَّمَكُمْ. Allah Rabbul Izzat says, remember Allah like how Allah taught you to remember Him. Like that in the Quran Kareem, as far as our ibadat are concerned, as far as our deen is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a complete and a total way of life. With regards to this also, that if we, as far as our deen is concerned or otherwise, if we begin to follow the enemies of Islam, if we begin to follow the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Rabbul Izzat is very explicit at the very beginning of the Quran. وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ دِينِكُمْ كُفَّارًا. That the desire, the burning desire of those people who are the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the Ahle Kitab, what is the desire? لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا. They desire that they change you and they turn you away from iman to kufr after you have brought iman. وَلَنْ تَرَضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَنْ نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this address, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very explicit to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the Yahud and the Nasara will never be pleased with you until and unless you follow their deen. Respected and dear friends, in every aspect, there are over 50 ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has emphatically warned us that we have a complete way of life. We have a total way of life. And let us bring that way of life like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dhukhulu fi silmi kaffa. O you who believe, you have already brought iman. And that is the person whom Allah is addressing. You have brought iman in Allah, udhukhulu fi silmi kaffa. Now enter Islam completely in totality. Like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Sibghat Allah. The color, the dye, the stain of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us know it is common experience that if a person dyes a cloth, we cannot remove the dye from the cloth except if we bleach. But it is a difficult process. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show that like how the cloth and the dye now have become integral parts of each other, that is how a mu'min and a believer should be as far as the deen of Allah is concerned. That we should enter the deen of Allah in totality completely. And the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters our lifestyle. So hence this is one issue that we should be reminding ourselves on Ashura. Besides keeping the roza, let us reflect that how much of the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have I brought in my life? How much of the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat have I brought in my life in comparison to the life of the others, the lifestyle of others that I have brought into my life? Then we will find that many, many of us have mistaken Ashura. In the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had spoken about the significance of Ashura, and many of us unfortunately have this misgiving and misconception that Ashura had gained its significance from the very sad incident that had taken place at Karbala. That when Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the grandson of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is not only a sad day in the history of Islam, but undoubtedly it is a sad day in the history of mankind. That the grandson of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam became shaheed because of the misgivings and misunderstanding of a few individuals. That is undoubtedly sad, but Ashura did not gain its significance because of that. And now another issue, that many of us feel that Ashura is a period in which we should be mourning. We should not have any nikahs, we should not have any walimas, it's a period of bad luck, that if a person gets married here, then that person is doomed. Respected and dear friends, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has stated, La tiyara fil Islam, that there is no ill luck in Islam, there is no ill fortune in Islam. On the one hand, the greatness of Allah, the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and on the other hand, undoubtedly, an incident that had taken place once in the history of Islam can never ever bring bad luck and outdo the great qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, as far as shahadat is concerned, it is a thing that is matloob. It is a thing that is aspired and a thing that is an objective in the life of each and every mu'min, each and every believer. If you look at Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the various ahadith, in various words, in various riwayat, we find that he would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi baladi rasulik alayhi salatu wasalam. O Allah, grant me shahadat in the city of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the dua that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu made. If you look at Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, just to look at a few examples, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu becomes shaheed. Before he becomes shaheed that night, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes to sleep. It is the time of Sehri, or slightly before Sehri, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu makes his Sehri, and then again Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes into a state of sleep, and then he makes ziyaratul Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says to him, O Uthman, that today you have made your Sehri on the dastarkhan, your own dastarkhan on the earth. Tonight you will make your iftar in my dastarkhan in Jannat. Respected and dear friends, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was ready for it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he gave his life and he became shaheed, when he was assassinated, the blood spilt on the Quran of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was reading the ayats of Surah Baqarah, فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah be sufficient for the enemies of Islam. Like that, if we just look at the life of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this hadith appears as a mu'jiza, as a miracle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam looks at Hazrat Ali. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Ali, O Ali, it is as though I can see the person that will assassinate you. I can see your murderer. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam gives the description that he will strike his sword on your face alongside your head. And it is as though I can see the blood oozing out of that wound, and it will cover, the beard of Hazrat Ali was very, very thick. It will cover your whole and entire beard. And then, O Ali, remember that that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Hassan, the son of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, narrates, and this is a lesson for each one of us also. A few days before his martyrdom,